Okay. Well, from what I can tell so far, you're a very healthy man. Good heart, good hearing and sight, and if you don't mind my saying, you're in very fine shape. I mean, from a medical perspective. There's only one thing we need to check, and then I'll be able to send you in to consult with a doctor. Now, could you drop the pants for me, please? All the way down is fine. I just need to be thorough. So, have you been giving yourself testicular self-exams? Nothing. I was just, nothing. Sorry. All right, so I just want to go ahead and do a testicular exam on you then. So you should be doing these once a month. Take your one hand to stabilize, use your other hand to palpate the testicle and just feel around for any nodes, any lumps, any bumps, any changes. You should be doing this after a warm bath or shower. It's the optimal time, and again, once a month. Does this feel okay? I mean, I'm not hurting you, am I? Good. So yes, once a month, after any warm or hot baths or showers. Are you, I think you're becoming aroused. Oh, no. Don't be embarrassed. No, not at all. It's completely understandable. I mean, I'm here on my knees and you're standing over me. My hands are running along your, well, you know. Yes, I have had this happen before. And to be honest, it happens more often than you might think. So, now, you can completely feel free to decline this, but seeing as I am your nurse, and it's really my job to help you with any medical problems, would you like me to get rid of that for you? Oh, I mean your problem there. You seem to be in a great deal of stress, and I know a perfect treatment to help you release it, if you like. What are you looking at? Oh, don't worry about the door. No one's going to come in here while it's closed. Yeah, they know that it just means I have a man's balls in my hands. This time, it would just mean I have a little more. So, what do you think? Would you like me to take care of you, sir? Yes, it is for the best, isn't it? First, let me get these pesky gloves off. This treatment takes a bit more of a physical approach. Now, just relax and lean against the table while I wrap my fingers around your cock. There we go. Now let's just give it a few slow, soft strokes to start off. Does that feel good? Are you comfortable? Would you like me to apply a little more pressure? Yeah? Okay, well then, let's just squeeze you a bit harder then. Now, obviously as a nurse I'm quite good at assessment, and from the way that your breath catches, I can tell that this is a more pleasurable sensation for you, is that right? Would you be comfortable if I got you wet? Yes? Okay then, let's just see what my mouth can do to help you. There we go. How's that? All soft and warm in my mouth while both my hands stroke your massive throbbing cock. Oops. It wasn't very professional, was it? I think I'm getting a little too worked up here. Maybe if I got out of this jacket and perhaps a little more. Now let me ask you, have you ever been treated by a topless nurse? No? Well, let me ask another question. Would you like to have your cock stroke softly and slowly while my bare breasts lie in the background for you to enjoy? Yeah. All right. I'd be glad to. Let's just take this top off for you. That's better, isn't it? It's better for me as well. Now, back to working on your stress. Do you like how I slowly play with your balls while your penis slides in and out of my hand and mouth? Oh, look at that. Do you feel your pelvis becoming warm and full of pleasure while I cater to every inch of you that I can? Are your balls beginning to tighten? Beginning to fill with cum with anticipation of their eventual release. Yes? Good. This means your treatment is progressing perfectly. I am worried, however, that it may be progressing a little too quickly. I think we may need to give you a short break. Oh, I'm sorry, but it is for the best. Why don't you have a seat here? This next portion of the session will be much easier in this position. You see, I found that, as wonderful as my soft, warm hands can be for eliminating stress in patients, my all-natural teacup breasts tend to do an even better job squeezing and massaging the penis of my patients. Would it be okay if I sandwiched that big and oh-so-beautiful cock between my breasts as I milk that last bit of that stress right out from the tip of it? I love how accommodating you are in this process. Let's see how you fit between these, shall we? There we go. That fits perfectly, doesn't it? Looks like I was the person for this job after all. How does it feel to have your nurse squeeze your cock with my big soft breasts, stroking you up and down, up and down? Oh, goodness, you've gotten a lot quieter. Have you started to become lost in your treatment at this point? Is it becoming harder and harder to contain yourself while I bring you closer to the release that you so desperately need? What if I increase the pace of my titty fucking much, much faster? Does this bring you even closer to your breaking point? Oh, does it feel like your cock is so full of cum at this point you can barely comprehend how it hasn't burst all over your nurse's bare breasts like a volcano? I'll tell you why. My patient's cum only belongs in one place. Do you know where that is? Your cum is destined to fire hard and fast into my welcoming mouth. every drop of you landing directly onto my tongue while your cock squeezes and squeezes and squeezes again and again. All of your stress being replaced by a beautiful wash of pleasure with every satisfying seizure of your shaft, while I continue to jerk and squeeze you, forcing even the last exquisite drops from your head. And when those last drops have finally been released, your entire load will flow in one slow, smooth current all the way down my throat with a single audible swallow. Leaving you clean and completely dry and fully satisfied. What's that? You just can't take anymore. Oh, I know. I can feel it. Oh, you're right there. Right at the edge. And I just keep pushing you further. You're ready. Oh, you're ready, aren't you? Fire that tongue. Fire it. Let me swallow it down. Now, shoot your entire load of cum right into your nurse's wide open mouth while you jerk your cock. Come on, give it to me. More. Don't stop. I need all of it. I need every last drop of your cum. Yeah, that's it. Let it all go. All of it. Oh, I won't stop until you do. It won't stop. Give it to me. That concludes your exam. You can just put your clothes back on and wait right here. Your doctor will be in shortly. Oh, and, by the way, if you have any reemergence of your little issue, feel free to come back and see me again. I'll always be here to help.